ಶವಾಮಾಧವ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕೇಶವ ಮಾಧವ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕೇಶವ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಮ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಮ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇಣುಗೋಪಾಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇಣುಗೋಪಾಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇಣುಗೋಪಾಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇಣು ಮಾಧವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಮಾಧವ ಮಾಧವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಮಾಧವ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಮ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಮ ಕೇಶವ ಮಾಧವ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕೇಶವ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಮ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ಸಮಸ್ತಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿ ಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ
ಟುಗೆದರ್
गुष्यते यस्य नगरे रंगयात्रा दिने दिने तमहं शिरसा वंदे राजानं कुलशेखरं वंदे मुकुंदमरविंददलायताक्षं कुंदेन्दुशंखदशनं शिशुगोपवेशं इंद्रादिदेवगणवंदितपादपीठं वृंदावनालयमहं वसुदेवसूनुं श्रीवल्लभेदि वरदेदि दयापरेति भक्तप्रियेदि बवलुंटन कोविदेदि नातेति नागशयनेति जगन्निवासेदि आलापनं प्रतिपदं कुरु मां मुकुंद
Pradipadam Alapanam Kuru. In every step, please make me cry out the name, O Lord. This crying out is not out of helplessness, out of frustration. It is because the Lord's name is so potent, divine, joyful. That is one aspect of it. Second is, when you look at it psychologically, we are, at the present moment, victim of the thoughts that arise in our mind, whether we like it or not. If I ask you this question, what thought will be there in the next moment? What is your answer? Do you know? Do you know what thought will be there in the next moment? In 5 minutes from now, what thought will be there in your mind? Can you predict it now? It is so hard, even though it is our own mind, we are not capable of predicting what thought would be there in our mind. Gurudev used to say, mind is nothing other than flow of thoughts. Mind is flow of thoughts. Without thoughts, there cannot be any mind. Thought flow is the mind. Thoughts flowing continuously. From the time we wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed, there is no end of this flow. What kind of thought will be there? What quality of thoughts are going to be there? What? How much quantity of thoughts? No idea. So we say it is my mind, but do you have any control over what that mind is going to be? Is it not therefore we are sheer victim of what is there in our mind? Somebody says something, somebody didn't say anything. Mind is agitated, disturbed, negative thoughts come, jealousy comes, anger comes. So therefore, our great masters have adopted a technique. A technique where a methodology, a system, a practice, where you can predict your mind, where you can decide what should be in your mind. And that is called japa. Don't take it very simply. Japa is a method or a practice by which you decide what to happen or what thought should be there in your mind. And that should be done consciously, not mechanically. Not like your granny does. Iram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram Jai 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 Ram, Sri Ram Jai 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 Ram. Chapati ho gaya ki nahi? Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram Jai Ram. Our Gurudev say, when you use the Japamala and do this kind of thing, Japamala gets polished, not your mind. You go on repeating it with the Japamala, the rosary. The rosary gets polished. Nothing happens to your mind. Every word that you utter should be a conscious utterance. Even once you say, it should be very consciously uttered by you. Then you see the effect. Various names of the Lord is given. Vishnu Sahasranama, Shiva Sahasranama, Shiva Shtotra Shatanama Vali. So our masters have adopted this technique of calling the names of the Lord in different ways so that the mind is fixed in that. Presently, our mind is many thoughts and many directions. Thoughts are varied and, so distracted, and our mind is everywhere. Now, then from there, many thoughts, one object. That is what is called the Sahasranama, Ashtotra Shatanamavali. Many thoughts about the same subject. Shivaya Namaha, Maheshwaraya Namaha, Shambhave Namaha, Pinakini Namaha, Shashashekaraya Namaha, Vamadevaya Namaha, Virupakshaya Namaha, Kabartni Namaha, Neelalohitaya Namaha, Shankaraya Namaha, Sholavane Namaha, Katvangini Namaha, Vishnuvallabhaya Namaha. Names are many indicating to the same individual. Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro, Bodhabhavyabhavat Prabhu, Bodhagrut Bodhabrut Bhavo, Bodhatma Bodhabhavanaha, Bodhatma Paramatmacha, Muktanam Paramagadihi, Avya Purusha Sakshi, Kshetrajnyokshare Evacha. All thoughts about Vishnu. Intention is many thoughts, one object. From many thoughts, from many objects, slowly discipline the mind to move many thoughts, one object. Gurudev used to call it as 1,000 arrows to one target. From there, you slowly move on to the next level. One name, one Lord. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Repetition of the same name, but the same object. So from many to many, many to one, one to one. So slowly, slowly you'll find that your mind is with you, not anywhere else. Sri Vallabhedi, oh, the consort of Sri, the prosperity. Varadeti, giver of boon. Daya Pareti, the supreme most compassionate one. Bhakta Priyeti, as the most beloved of his devotees. Bhavaluntanako Videti, destroyer of the change. Natiti, as the Lord. Nagashayaneti, one who reclines on this Nagashayana, reclines on the Naga. Jagannivasiti, one whose abode is this world. Alapanam, calling out. Pradipadam Kurumam Mukunda. The efficacy of this mantra lies in how ardently and faithfully you do it. One, in an occasion, a Swami was talking about the importance of mantra. So one person in the audience, he got up and said, "Sir, I do not think that what you are saying is of any use. Why? After all, a mantra is nothing but collection of words. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Collection of words, how will have any power? And word is nothing but collection of letters, sounds. How can they have any power? It is all just a make-believe thing." So most of them seem to have agreed with him. Yeah, I think he's right. So the Swami looked at him and said, "You stupid idiot fool, sit down." So that person got very upset. What did you say? I said, "Stupid idiot fool, sit down." He got so upset. "Just because I don't agree with you, you call me names? Huh? And all of you see, how, because I don't agree with him, he's calling me names?" He got so agitated, angry and upset, he started walking out. So the Swami said, "Come back, sit down." "No, I don't want to talk to you. You're calling me names. Sit down." stupid. Is it not just a word? How much you are agitated? Your blood pressure went up? Idiot. Fool. Now why are you affected by that? Of course you called me. Yes. You identified. Is it not? You identified with the word stupid. If I have told the same thing in French, you would not have bothered. But because you know the meaning, not only the meaning, it is me who is being called as stupid. Greater the identification, more will be the effect. So also with mantras. So when you utter the name of the Lord, it is not just a description of the Lord. You mean it. Then you see the difference that it creates. That's why I said, when you're doing a japa, you are deciding what the mind should be. That is one thing. Mind doesn't go here and there, and you decide the thoughts. Therefore, during that time of 10 minutes, 15 or 20 minutes, when you sit down to do your japa, at least at that moment, you are not a rakshasa. Until then, you may be. But on those 5 minutes, 10 minutes or 20 minutes, no danger will come out of you to the world. Is it not? Like in Delhi, when the parliament is in session, the rest of the country is quiet. Because all the crooks are there. Mahapapis. It's called MPs. Anyway, so all of them are there. So therefore, there is quiet. The rest of the country is quiet. At least during the 20 minutes, your mind is relatively serene and quiet, and it is not thinking about any wild thoughts. And by the practice of japa, one thing more that happens is you can adopt the same technique of deciding what you want to think in any occasion. Mind becomes so clear and you decide what to think, not the world decides. This is my personal experience. The mind becomes one-pointed on one thing, and if you want to think about that, and it stays there only. It's very hard for your children, isn't it? So distracted they are when they are studying anything. Why? Because mind is not in their control. That's why in our tradition, very early stages of the child, the boy is introduced to Upanayanam, Gayatri Japa. Why? The mind has to get used to that discipline. Just like the sunlight is everywhere, but when you put a convex lens, that sunlight becomes a power to burn. Is it not? Focused. The light, when it focused, it will burn papers and leaves. Otherwise, the heat is not there. Only the light is there. So also the mind's power can be utilized when the mind is, you are able to keep your mind in one place. That's what japa does.
Uttamastava uchchamastavad uchchamantatah chittajam japa dhyanam uttamam uttamastavad.
Then singing the name of the Lord as bhajans, uchchamanta chitta japam kramena uttamam bhavati. Then just singing the name of the Lord as bhajan, chanting is more superior. Loud chanting. Because when you chant loud, you could hear also. So your mind is also there. Your ears are listening. Your mouth is uttering. Then manda japa. Chanting only very low tone. Then chitta japa. Only in the mind. Then dhyanam. Then meditation. So the names of the Lord is taken up. O Lord, make me utter your name again and again and again. Pratipadam kurumam mukunda shrivallabedi varadedi dayapareti bhakta priyedi babaluntana kovidedi
నాతీతి నాగశయనేది జగన్నివాసేతి ఆలాపనం ప్రతిపదం కురు మాం ముకుంద.
దట్ ఈస్ అబౌట్ చాంటింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సో ఫస్ట్ వీ సా సీయింగ్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. దృశ్యానువిద్ధ సవికల్ప సమాధి, ఐ టోల్డ్ యు యెస్టర్డే, మైండ్ రిమైనింగ్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ ద లార్డ్ బై సీయింగ్ ద ఫార్మ్. శబ్దానువిద్ధ సవికల్ప సమాధి, బై లిసనింగ్ టు ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ కీపింగ్ ద మైండ్ వన్ పాయింటెడ్, అగైన్ ద మైండ్ ఈజ్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ హిమ్. ఎ డివోటీ ఈజ్ నాట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ ఓన్లీ విత్ దాట్. హీ సేస్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ థాట్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ యూ షుడ్ బి దేర్ అన్ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్రసెన్స్. ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్, ముకుందమూర్ధ్నా ప్రణిపత్యయాచే భవంతమేకాంతం ఇయంతమర్థం అవిస్మృతిః త్వచ్చరణారవిందే భవే భవే మేస్తు భవత్ప్రసాదాత్ ముకుందమూర్ధ్నా ప్రణిపత్యయాచే భవంతమేకాంతమియంతమర్థం అవిస్మృతిత్వచ్చరణారవిందే భవే భవే మేస్తు భవత్ప్రసాదాత్. అవిస్మృతి, స్మృతి మీన్స్ మెమరీ, మెమరీ ఆర్ రిమెంబరెన్స్. విస్మృతి ఈజ్ ఫర్గెట్ఫుల్నెస్. అవిస్మృతి, నెవర్ టు ఫర్గెట్. Let us say that you are going out of town to another country or somewhere. What will your wife say?
Call me as soon as you reach.
And then after you reach there, and let us say long flight, and you reach there, she sends a text message. Do you miss me? Is it not? I don't know. So, you know, the dear ones want you to remember. When the devotee becomes so dear to the Lord, he says, make me not forget you, O Lord. Avismudhi tocharanaravindi, your lotus feet, may I have a continuous remembrance. I bow down my head at your feet and ask you only this one thing. Mukunda, O Lord, Murdhna with my head, Pranipatya bowing down, Yache, I beg. Bhavantam Yache, I beg you. Yantamartam, this only one thing. Avismritihi, non-forgetfulness. Twacharanaravinde, of your lotus feet. And when bhave bhave me astu, in every life. See, this life, we hook or crook, we became human beings. We don't know how it. Somehow, by accident. If you are a crocodile, or a cat or a rat, imagine your life condition. Always living in fear, uncertainty, is it not? You do not know when the meal is going to be, next meal is going to be, or where you are going to, whether anything will attack you. So much of uncertainty in other living forms. As human being, we have the freedom, then fearlessness, the independence, thinking, decision making, choices. Is it not a great blessing that we are human beings? Are we utilizing that choice? Bhagavan Shankaracharya says in Vivek Chodamani, it is indeed a great blessing to be human, first of all. Manushyatvam, mumukshutvam, mahapurusha samshayah, these are all deva anugraha hetukam, because of the greatness of the Lord. You may say, I decided to be human being. Huh? You have no decision. You can't even decide who your parents are going to be or who your parents were. Did you decide? Who your sister or brother? Did you decide? What kind of a color of the skin you should have? Did you decide? What height you should be? What weight you should be? That is a little possible. What did you decide? Length of your hair? Color of your hair? Color, that is also possible. So many things. You didn't decide. How much teeth you should have? So many things are given to us. What choices you had? Now, having said that, what birth you should have next birth, can you decide? If you are fond of your dog too much, you will become that only next birth. You know, people keep the name of the Lord to their children only to remember that the last moment of their life. Ajamila, there is a story of Ajamila in Bhagavatam. He was a very crooked, useless person. But he happened to keep name of his son as Narayana. So last moment of his life, he has done all atrocities possible. But last moment of his life, when he was about to die, Narayana, he called his son only. But Vishnudutas came and protected him. Because he called Narayana. So one person had three boys. You know, his Krishna, Rama, Govinda. These are the three names he gave for his sons. And he was having a big dukan in the city. And the children were managing that. Last time, last moment of his life, he was on the deathbed. Krishna, he said. The first son came. Papa, main hoon yahan pe. Rama, second son also. Daddy, I'm here. Govinda, so the third son also. I'm also here. Ye tino log yahan kada hai to wo dukan mein kaun hai? Died. If all the three of you here, who is there in the shop? No. Next to birth, there was a dog sitting outside the shop. That is your last thought. What to do? Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha anta kaleshi ma meva vyaharan ma manusparan. Bhagavan Krishna says, anta kalecha ma meva vyaharan ma manusmaran saprayadim. He goes to the higher levels. He who thinks at the last moment of his life. And in this birth, I happen to have some inclination towards spirituality and therefore I am able to utter the name of the Lord. How do I know the next birth? If I am a dog or a cat or a crocodile or a buffalo, what will I do? So he says, Bhave bhave me avismritihi astu bhavat prasadat. O Lord, may I have the remembrance of you by your grace. Even now, if I am able to remember the Lord, it is His grace only. It's not my volition. It's not my choice. I could have been thinking about anything else. My mind is so wild and wicked. So many other thoughts are coming. If at all the Lord's name comes to my mind. One person approached one of our Swamis and he said, Swamiji, when is the best time to chant Rudram? So he said, why are you asking this question? No, I want to do it on a daily basis. When do I chant the Rudram or any of this chanting? He said, whenever the thought comes, you do it. Don't postpone it. No, is it not a Raga Kala and then Yama Kala? Forget about that. When this such kind of good thoughts come, which rarely comes, when it comes to you, immediately do it. When you get a wild thought of anger, do you look at? Wait. 6:29. One more minute you wait, and then I will shout at you. Do you get any negative thoughts? Do you even question? If you do that, you will not get. If you are angry at somebody, wait, in 10 minutes I'll shout at you. That shouting is not possible. Why? The moment, that is a momentary madness, it's called. Lust, greed, anger, all these things, they come in such like waves. They are called urmayaha, shad urmayaha. But if you are able to surf above them, you will not get succumbed to them. You will not be a slave to them. Just like the anger or lust or greed, when it comes, you immediately react to that. You express that. When rarely a thought comes about Lord, please don't waste time. Immediately do it. Because that, consider, that is the Bhagavad Prasada. Avismruditvacharanaravinde bhave bhave me astu bhavat prasadat. By your grace only it is possible. So remembrance of the Lord should be just for the sake of gaining devotion to the Lord, not for anything else. If you go to any temple, and people line up for having darshan of the Lord, and when a person goes in, Narayana, 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 list is going in the mind. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. That's what is Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. When the list is over, Narayana. By the time that fellow there, Jargandi, 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 he pushes you out. And you stand in the queue again, and Narayana, because some more list is come in the mind. So if you go to the Lord keeping certain demand list in your mind, that's why Lord smiles all the time. Useless fellow. He has come in here and only to demand things from me all the time. So here Kulasekhar Arvar says, I want nothing from you. But I want something, but not the thing which people demand here. See the next verse. Naham vande tava charanayoho dvandvam advandva heto kumbi pakam gurumapi hare narakam napanetum ramya rama mrudutanulata nandane napirantum bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayeyam bhavantam naham vande tava charanayor dvandva madvandva heto kumbi pakam gurumapi hare narakam napanitum ramya rama mrudutanulata nandane napirantum bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayeyam bhavantam. The highest one would seek in this world is liberation, moksha. What is moksha or liberation? It is not going to some Vishnu loka, Shiva loka, Saketa loka. It's not that, as I told you in the first day itself. Moksha, liberation, is ability to live fully, happily, joyfully, with no regrets in this very world itself. Not going somewhere. Because nobody has gone and come back and told you it is there. Anybody? Huh? If anybody said, I have went to heaven and came back, you look at his feet first. Is he human or something else? But Mahatmas lived in the very world where you and I live. So much of joy and happiness and cheerfulness here itself. That is the only assurance that we have. We can live. That is a liberated state of living. State of liberty, not statue of liberty. State of liberty. That is called moksha. And how does, what is moksha then means to us? Because we are continuously experiencing pairs of opposites. Joy, sorrow, success, failure, gain, loss, happiness, unhappiness. Is it not? These things are unavoidable in your life. This is the first thing you should understand. Inevitability of the pairs of opposites or pairs of contradictions. Birth and death, health and ill health, joy, sorrow, success, failure, gain, loss, praise and criticism, union and disunion, friendship and jealousy, or friendship and enmity. Continuous. Dinayaminyau sayam pradaha shishiravasantau punarayadaha. Just like the seasons, they come and go. Summer is there. After some time, the fall will start and the winter will come. Then, it's again spring. Can you stop it? Is it not the nature of things to constantly change? Morning has over, afternoon is over, and evening is now, and after that some night will come. Dinayaminyo, day and night. Sayam prataha, evening and morning. Shishiravasantau, winter and spring. Punarayataha, again it will come. Kalaha kridati, time is playing with you. Gacchati ayuhu, time will go away. Your life will go away. Tadapina munjati ashavayuhu. So moksha is where you get immune to this change. Not that you do not meet it. You meet it, but not affected by that. This is what is called rising above dvandva, dualities. It's called nirdvandva. Nirdvandvo nitya sattvasto bhava, Krishna says to Arjuna. So liberation is where you don't run away from the world, escape from anything, meet but not become victim. Where you don't like one and hate another. You don't like one condition, hate another condition. That is what we are. We are in the roller coaster all the time. Sometimes you are in the high spirit and excitement. It's like playing that, you know, ladder and the snake game. Again start. The mind is so oscillating. So here Kulashekhar Arvar says, by worshipping the pairs of opposite, pairs of your feet, your feet, both of them, somebody may get the liberation. Even that I don't want. Naham bande tava charanayoho dvandvam. I'm not worshipping your feet. Advandva heto. Which can give, which is a cause for advandva, liberation. Oh Lord, I don't seek liberation. So this is the book, bhakti, which is beyond mukti also. Just like Hanumanji was asked this question, when he was, everybody has, after the coronation was over, everybody had left to their place, and Vibhishna went to his place, Sugriva went to his place, all of them have dispersed. Then only Hanumanji was left, so Ramji asked, what do you want, Hanumanji? What is that you need from me? He said, only one thing. What? Wherever your name is uttered, there I should be there. Yatra yatra ragunada kirtanam tatra tatra kritam astakanjalim bashpavari paripurna lochanam marutim namadarakshasantakam. O Lord, anywhere your utterance of your word, your story is held, may I find a place there. That is all I want. I don't want to go to any heaven, or I don't want to go to Vaikuntha Loka, why, and come there and do what? Look at you. He says, I want to be among the devotees of yours who are crying out for you, and I just want to enjoy the company of your devotees. Some kids you might have seen, you know, ice cream. They don't eat. They just look at it. Very slowly they want to eat. They want to enjoy that experience, isn't it? Some people do the work also in the same way. They love their work so much, they keep looking at the work. Never do anything. Where the train stops, it's called train station. Where the bus stops, it's called bus station. Where the work stops, it's called work station. So here Hanumanji said, I do not want anything else. I just want to remain in the company of your devotees who are singing your glories. Yatra yatra Raghunatha kirtanam, tatra kratra krita mastakanjalim, my head bowing down, bashpavari paripurna lochanam, marutim namadarakshasantakam. I salute that Maruti who, with the teary eyes bowing down, listening to the glory of the Lord, wherever it is being uttered. So here, Kulasekhara, I don't want liberation. What will I do? I just want to remain in your thought. So somebody may say, oh, you are worshipping God to get rid of hell. Because all the sins that one has committed, one may be taken to hell, and the greatest hell, according to Vedanta, in the Shastra here, known as Kumbhipak. Kumbhipaka is where a huge vessel is put, and they put the oil. And whatever amount of sins you have committed, you will be put into that boiling oil and fried. And not, you are not going to be dead. You will they will fry in such a extent that you are almost dead, they will take pick you up. Put it outside, like a pakoda. Pakoda? And sprinkle some water on you. Again, you put it inside, fry. If you are from Kerala, it will be coconut oil. If you are from Bengal, it's mustard oil. If you are from Maharashtra, it's peanut oil. So whatever. You're from other than India, it's olive oil. So they put. So he says, Kumbi Pakam Gurumapi Hare Narakam Na Apanedam. Na Apanedam, not to get rid of Narakam. Naraka Surupam, Naraka Bhavam. The state of Naraka. I am not worshipping you to get rid of Naraka. Where the greatest one is Kumbhipaka. Guru Mapi Hare. Oh Lord, even the greatest hell, I am not here to get rid of it. Oh, so you don't want moksha. You don't want to get rid of hell. Oh, now I know what. You want to go to heaven. Even that I don't want. Ramya Rama Mrudu Tanulata Nandani Na Apirantum. Not to enjoy and revel in the, what you call it, celestial gardens of the heavens where I will be attended by soft-skinned damsels. Even that I don't want. Ramya, beautiful. Rama, enchanting. Mrudu, Tanu, Lata, like a small little creeper. Soft-skinned females. Na apane, na nandane, na apirandum, to enjoy the heavenly God. No, even heaven I don't want. Then what do you want? Bhave, bhave, in every thought of mine. Hridaya bhavane, in the palace of my heart. Bhava yeyam, may I think of bhavantam, you alone. Bill Gates died. Oh, no, I'm just saying a story. So, because he has done so much of charity work, etc., the heavenly celestials came to take him to the heaven. So as he was going, there was a door like this with the opening like that, and he looked at, what is that? And he looked at inside. There was a party going on, pizza party. Everybody was in chanting. I mean, sitting there chatting, drinking, and then dance music, DJ was going on. Hey, what is this place? That door takes you to hell. Hell? Wow. If hell itself is so exciting, what will be heaven? So as he proceeded further, another door. He opened. Oh, everybody was sitting there, closing eyes. Smoke was coming all over. Veena, Saraswati was playing. He looked at it. This is so boring. What will I do here? All of them are sitting and meditating. I have nobody to talk to, and then I will get utterly bored. So Saint Peter came, welcome to heaven. He said, I'm not going to come here. What will I do? What? This is heaven. I know, but it's so boring. Where do you want to go? At that place where the pizza and the dance party DJ is going on. Where? On the way I saw a door where all this is there. It is written hell there. You want to go there? Yes. But you can't come back. Come back? No, I don't want to come back here. I will enjoy there. Sure? Yes. Okay, take him. Brought him back. And he looked at that. It's still the party was going on. You want to go inside? You're sure? Yes, of course. Blam! They opened the door, pushed him inside and closed the door. And inside was dark. Everybody was rolling on the ground, and then it's blood everywhere, skeleton, burning fire there, and people are crying, and then all the, various, the hair everywhere, blood everywhere, just meat and this, and then and people are crying. And hey, this is not the place. Hey. So the celestial, this thing, what is that? The angel there, what? Open the door. No, I told you. Once you get in, you cannot. But, I have a question to ask. What? And I saw through the window, it is all beautiful, the dance and all that was going on. What is this? This is different. That is Windows. Screensaver. Inside it's different thing. Screensaver is beautiful, but once you stay inside, it's totally different. So, heaven is serene, sattvic. Hell, torture. He says, I don't want to go to any one of these things. I remain where I am, remembering your law, your name, yourself, all the time in my mind. That is my nature of freedom. That is what the freedom I want. Bhave, bhave, hridaya bhavane, bhava yeyam bhavantam. In every thought of mine, in my heart, may you remain. I don't want moksha. I don't want to get rid of hell. I don't want to go to heaven. So then, anybody would ask, so when you are living in this world, There are four kinds of purusharthas are there. You said moksha you don't want. Then there is dharma, artha and kama. Dharma is doing the right thing. Artha is the wealth that you enjoy. Kama is the various pleasures that you would get as a human being in this world. What about those? What about, don't you want that? So here he says in the next verse, you see. Nasta dharme. Na vasunichaye naiva kamo paboge yad yad bhavyam bhavatu bhagavan purva karmanurupam etat pratyam మమ బహుమతం జన్మ జన్మాంతరేపి త్వత్పాదాంబోరుహ యుగగత నిశ్చలా భక్తిరస్తు నాస్తాధర్మేన వసునిచయేనైవ కామోపభోగే యత్యద్ భావ్యం భవతు భగవన్ పూర్వకర్మానురూపం ఏతత్ ప్రార్థ్యం మమ బహుమతం జన్మ జన్మాంతరేపి త్వత్పాదాంబోరుహయుగగత నిశ్చలా భక్తిరస్తు నిశ్చలా భక్తిరస్తు అన్షేకబుల్ డివోషన్ చలరహిత నో చేంజ్ నో ఆసిలేషన్ నిశ్చలా భక్తిరస్సు ఓ లార్డ్ మే ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎ కంటిన్యూస్ అన్చేంజింగ్ డివోషన్ టు యూ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ వరీడ్ అబౌట్ ధర్మ డూయింగ్ ద రైట్ థింగ్ డూయింగ్ ద రాంగ్ థింగ్ ఇట్ హెస్ నో మీనింగ్ టు మీ సి రైట్ అండ్ రాంగ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద ట్రాన్సాక్షనల్ వరల్డ్ ఎస్ వాట్ ఈస్ రైట్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ మే నాట్ బి లుక్డ్ అట్ ఇస్ రైట్ ఇన్ అనదర్ ప్లేస్ Right and wrong are pretty much decided by the community, the society, the kind of people. And he says that I am not interested in dharma. That's why Bhagavan also what he says, sarva dharman parityajya. Leave all those things. Maam ekam sharanam raja. Nasta dharme, I am not having any interest in dharma. Na vasu nichaye, not in collection of money. నా ఏవ కామ ఉపభోగే నాట్ ఈవెన్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ద ప్లెషర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ సి వి సీక్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ యాజ్ ఎ నీడ్ ఫర్ సెక్యూరిటీ ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్ ట్రూ ఐఎమ్ ఎర్నింగ్ మనీ సో దాట్ ఇన్ ది వెన్ ఐఎమ్ రిటైర్డ్ నోబడీ నీడ్స్ టు టేక్ కేర్ ఐ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ I have enough money to take. So why are you collecting money or saving money? So that security of the future. Is it not? You're sure that your children are not going to take care of you? Pleasure. Pleasure also, it's because the demand of the senses. Feeling of, you know, I have satisfied my senses. Dharma, most people do their good things so that they have a guarantee in heaven. So I do good things, my virtues are counted, my punyas are counted so that when I go to, see, it's like this, when you go to, let's say you want to go for vacation to Hawaii. So you start collecting points in your credit card or in your other things so that I will give a free trip. Free ticket to Hawaii. And you also carry some money with you to go to collect some money so that when I go to Hawaii, you know, go enjoy the place. But what happens is, as even you start enjoying the vacation there, your money is going to slowly. When your purse becomes flat, you're back to your flat. Similarly, when your punya is going on reducing as even you enjoy the various pleasures in the heaven, shine punye martyalokam vishanti. Once the punya becomes kshina, once that your merits have become exhausted, back to the same world. That's why the child, as soon as it comes, it cries. Hey, and I came to the same place. And people around, ek bakra, ek aur aa gaya abhi na abhi. Child comes not laughing. Have you ever seen any child? As soon as it comes, it starts crying. Oh, again, again. Bhagavan Shankaracharya in one place writes, Shiva Aparadha Kshamapana Stotram. ఆదో కర్మ ప్రసంగాత్ కలయతి కలుషం మాతృగుక్షౌ స్థితం మాం బిణ్ మూత్రా మేధ్య మధ్యే కొతయతి నితరాం జాటరో జాత వేద. ఓ లార్డ్ బిగేన్ బ్యాక్ టు ద స్టమక్ ఆఫ్ మై ఆర్ ద నూమ్ ఆఫ్ మై మదర్ దట్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్లేస్ వేర్ ద బిణ్ మూత్ర మధ్య ఓ మై గాడ్ విత్ ఆల్ దిస్ స్టూప్ యు నో స్టూల్ అండ్ దెన్ బ్లడ్ అండ్ దెన్ యూరిన్ అండ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఐమ్ సిట్టింగ్ దేర్ ఫర్ 6-8 months. వై డూ యూ మేక్ మీ టార్చర్ లైక్ దిస్? పునరపి జననం పునరపి మరణం పునరపి జఠరే శయన పునరపి జననీ జఠరే శయనం. ఏం కమ్ బ్యాక్? ఓ బికాస్ ఐ ఫర్గాట్ యూ లార్డ్ పుట్ మీ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు ద సేమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. And while, I mean, when you have come crying, while going, you must be laughing. Huh? Do you? Oh, I have to leave everybody. Yeah. If only you remember that you came crying, you should be going laughing, right? While going also you are crying, this is stupid. Because in between we get attached. If only we make the, keep the mind, I am detached, I don't want to come back again here. Then while going, I am happy in just leaving this place. Iha samsare bahudustare kripaya pare pahi murare. So, I am not interested in dharma. I am not interested in getting heaven by virtues, because once that is over, again I have to come back. Not even in creating more wealth, because that protection, how long it would be? What can it protect? And so long as I have, I may be. If I don't have, huh? Again, Shankaracharya very clearly says that vittam, the wealth also that you have, it's not going to give you protection. పుత్రాదభి ధన బాదాం బీజిహి బీతిహి సర్వత్రేష విహితారి. అండర్స్టాండ్, విత్ ఆల్సో దెర్ ఇస్ నట్ ఈవెన్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, బికాస్ ఇన్ వెల్త్ వన్ థింగ్ ఈస్ వైల్ గెట్టింగ్ వెల్త్ యూ మస్ట్ స్ట్రైవ్ హార్డ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ఇట్స్, యూ మస్ట్ స్ట్రైవ్ హార్డ్. వెన్ యూ స్పెండ్ యూ విల్ క్రై. వేర్ ఈస్ ద జాయ్ యూ టెల్ మీ? For getting wealth, you may have to work hard. To keep it, you must have high security. When you spend, not you, your wife or husband spends. Why are you spending so much? You work and she shop. That's called workshop. So I don't want dharma, I am not interested in wealth, I am not interested in indulgences. Because indulgences also makes you boge roga bayam. More you boga, more roga will come to you. You become not only a bogi, but you become a rogi also. And you look like a bogi. Huge. And rogi, not a yogi. That's why Nachiketa told Yama, when he said, I will give you long life, so much of wealth and everything. Keep your dance and damsels with you. I don't want anything. Taveva vaha tamarthi gite. Jasravendriyani jarayanti tejaha abhisarvam jeevitam alpameva. So, nastadharme navasunichaye naiva kama upaboge. Then, when you live in this world, when you do not, you are not interested in moksha. You are not interested in heaven. You are not want to get rid of hell. You don't want dharma. You do not want wealth. You do not want boga. Why are you here then? He says very clearly, I am here to just exhaust the result of my past actions. And I am not even here going to make any attempt to get rid of result of my past actions. యత్యద్భావ్యం భవతు భగవన్ పూర్వకర్మ అనురూపం. లెట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాస్ టు హ్యాపన్ అకార్డింగ్ టు మై పాస్ట్ యాక్షన్, లెట్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్. ఇన్ ఇండియన్ ఇంగ్లీష్, వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాస్ టు హ్యాపన్ హ్యాపనే హ్యాపన్, లెట్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్, హ్యాపనే హ్యాపన్. సో లెట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హ్యావ్, సో ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు పోస్ట్పోన్ మై పాస్ట్ యాక్షన్స్. వై షుడ్ ఐ? బికాస్ ఇఫ్ ఐ పోస్ట్పోన్ హీ నెవర్ టు కమ్, బికాస్ ద యాక్షన్స్ విల్ నాట్ లీవ్ యూ. యూ హ్యావ్ డన్, యూ ఆర్ ద గోయింగ్ టు బి ద రిసిపియంట్. ఐ సే మార్నింగ్ ఆల్సో ఐ టెల్ యూ, ఇఫ్ యూ డూ ఇట్ విత్ ఈగో, యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు రిసీవ్ ద రిజల్ట్స్. ఇన్ మహాభారత దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ విచ్ సేస్, యతాదీను సహస్రేషు వత్సో విందది మాతరం తథా పూర్వకృతం కర్మ కర్తారం అనుగచ్చతి. ఇన్ మహాభారత ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్, వెన్ యూ సీ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ కౌస్ ఇన్ అ ప్లేస్ అండ్ యూ పుట్ ద వన్ కాఫ్ ఇన్ టు దాట్, ఇట్ విల్ నో ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ వేర్ ద మదర్ ఈస్. యూ గో అండ్ లుక్ అట్ ఇట్, ఎవ్రీ కౌ లుక్స్ ద సేమ్, జస్ట్ లైక్ యూ గో టు చైనా టౌన్. Everybody looks the same. You do not know everybody is the same. And how do you distinguish? Sorry for that. But that's what I experienced. They may say the same thing when you go to India also. And everybody looks the same. What is this? The calf knows who's the mother. For you, you will get confused. Everybody looks the same. Yata denu sahasreshu. In thousands of cows, vatsaha, calf, vindati, knows, mataram, tata, in the same way, purvakritam karma, your past action, kartaram anugacchati. It'll go behind you only. You can't escape. So even if you postpone it, you know, I don't want to have this result of my action this birth, then you are assuring next birth it'll come. Your actions will not leave you. It will come. So my only prayer, O Lord, is let whatever has to happen according to my past action, let it happen. If I have to get sick, if I have to be, you know, if I have certain experiences in my life, let me go through that with no complaints. Yat yat bhavyam bhavatu bhagavan. This is, you know, it's a wonderful prayer. Just imagine that. The heart of a devotee is where he has absolutely no complaints. Yasmanna udvijate lokaha lokatna udvijate chayaha. He has no disturbance from the world, nor he disturbs the world. Etat prarthyam. This is my prayer. Mama bahumatam. Supremely, intensely. Janma janmantare api. Even for lives to come, may I have this wisdom of ready to face the result of my actions with no complaints. This is exactly what I want to ask. Etat prarthyam mama bahumadam janma janmantarepi tvat padam boruhayuga gada nischala bhaktirastu. And I can do that only when I have unmoving, unchanging devotion to your lotus feet. A devotee's heart is therefore is full of wisdom. A devotee is not just singing a name and then crying around. He has reached the level of jnani bhaktaha. But what Bhagavan Krishna says, there are four kinds of devotees. They come to me. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna artho jignyasur arthaarthi jnani cha paradarshava. Artha, meaning those who have arthritis. Artha. Artha means those who have physical afflictions. Jignyasu, one who seeks knowledge. Arthaarthi, one who seeks wealth. Jnani, one who is man of knowledge. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha yega bhaktir vishishyate. Best among them is a jnani. ప్రియో హి జ్ఞానినో అత్యర్థం అహం సచ మమ ప్రియ. హీ ఈస్ మోస్ట్ డియర్ టు మీ బికాస్ ఐ మోస్ట్ డియర్ టు హిమ్. బిట్వీన్ అస్ దర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్. దట్ జ్ఞాని భక్త ఈస్ వాట్ వీ సీ హియర్. హీ వాంట్స్ దట్ pure devotion, not poor devotion, pure devotion. That's the heart of a devotee. Kulasekhar Arvar therefore says, I want nothing else. O Lord, may I have continuous remembrance of you. We'll see more of it tomorrow. Hopefully I will be able to complete that. How many are there? Yes? Way. I don't think. Okay, let us see tomorrow. How much ever I can finish. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Badrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukkha Bad Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om. Any announcement? You have campfire today? No. Yes? It didn't rain here? Huh? You know what we had? Cloudburst. We couldn't even see the road. So heavy rain. We're just coming back.
Hariom, campfire will be right after dinner. It is, go past Hicks Lodge. You all know where Hicks Lodge is. Across the lake, at the bridge there. So go past the Hicks Lodge onto your left. There will be campfire. Do wear shoes, and as far as possible, please walk to that place. There is not much of a parking around in that place. And also, if you have some flashlights, do carry them with you. Thanks.
How many of you enjoyed the canoeing? One, two, three. Others didn't go or they didn't enjoy? Are you still interested in going again next tomorrow, or shall we cancel it tomorrow? How many want to go tomorrow? One, two, three. No canoeing? Swamiji can't go? No? Okay, I'm sorry. If you get mad, you can get mad at it. Tomorrow afternoon, Swamiji will be joining us for a basketball, not basketball, baseball.
Volleyball.
Volleyball.